It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Joel. How's everybody out there in Radio Land?
Hey, we are wonderful, my friend. All right, take us to a trail. What are we up to?
Okay, we got lots of things going on. Quickly, just check out our Facebook, see some pictures about our recent work on the Isaacs Trailhead between Carter Mill Road and heading up towards Benz Road. Big shout out to Dan Whelan, Kit Janisak, Don Pickett, Baron Ganey, Adam Miles, Ken Green, Johnny Adams, Johnny Hopkins, Garland Roebuck, Harold Combs, Jason Taylor, Herb McDonald, Bob Hilliard, Jerry Bird, Tommy Gifford, and more that have been working on that section of trail. That's one of our big things. Let's see. The next thing is Carter Falls. The Council of State with Governor McCrory's Connect North Carolina bond that was passed last year. Governor Cooper now and Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest have approved that section of Carter Falls to be a connector between Stone Mountain, Wells Knob, Carter Falls, Grassy Creek, Elkin, and then from there on to Pilot Mountain. So it's a part of the connector bond, so people understand where that's coming from. But really, shout out to Dan Park for giving a 11 acres of land, conservation easement on that, and then been willing to work with the state on the other 43 acres and with Wilkes County, with the attorney and county manager, to build trail across this area to help connect Stone Mountain to our through Wilkes County and Surrey County down to Pilot Mountain. So that's great change that's happening right now. We're excited about it. We're also working with Blue Ridge Environmental Consultants to do the engineering over Crooked Creek, which is the area beyond the second bridge on the trail in town Elkin, beyond the picnic area and the gong to the left. If you go out that old train cut, you can see where there was a big stone placed in the middle. It looks like a big tombstone down there, but there's a huge gully after that where a bridge was, and we're going to, after we get the floodplain designated by Robin Smith and Blue Ridge Environmental, then we're going to fill that area there with a large culvert and then make the trail go out about 550 feet, then do a hairpin turn back, and then go 3/4 mile upstream to the old rock dam. And thanks to Mr. Juan Yu and Jack Parton for allowing us to use cross parts of their land in there. So we've got a lot of good things moving with that. We've got things coming up on the Insane Terrain this fall and the Duck and Turtle Regatta. They're going to be held on the same day in September, the Brewfest. So come out and check with D. Neal and Joe Hicks at the Farmers Market on Saturday and adopt a duck or turtle. And hopefully you'll do that to help us support whatever projects we go on. You remember, we don't have any, as everybody knows, we don't have any paid staff. And basically, we're all volunteers working for the good of our greater community. Also in October, we hope to have another trail boogie like we've had in the past. Two other things that are going on that are sort of spun out of the trails, but we're not actually doing it now, is one, there's the Friends of the Elk and Dog Park, thanks to Jack Parton and Susan for giving the land for them to build a dog park. And so Stephanie and Nicholas Graff are working on that. You can find them on Friends of Elk and Park. They've got a website up. And also Friends of Elk and Creek, Woody Falk, Stuart Taylor, Joe Mickey, and a whole bunch of other people are working on cleaning up the entire Elk and Creek watershed, 37 square miles. It made great success. Shout out to farmers that have been helping us up along the trail and working to keep the water clean. The farmers are taking the lead on this, actually, so we're quite happy to have a partnership with them. So that's about it. That's what's going on right now. A lot of activity, still building trails, still doing other surveys, but more to come on that.
All right. Sounds wonderful, folks. Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll see you on the trail, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile
is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringerman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006.